84 notes. You always do the best. Pound for pound king on air. Charlie Zonoff, 84 wins, 0 losses. 55 fucking knockouts, man. To go eat somewhere, and I come back with a victory, man, just like that, man. Destined for greatness, man. Every time I leave the house, whether it be in L.A., whether it be in Ukraine, wherever the fuck I'm at, man. No, like, before, all right, I beat two dudes in Ukraine, right? Before I scored my first victory overseas, I would think, like, you know, like, when I was there, you know, I would think to myself, like, am I going to knock somebody out here? Am I going to... I mean, it always happens in that way. There would always be some fucking, you know, some chump just trying to look for a fight, and I'll just deck him, score a victory. Because in the underground, everything counts, you know. Title fights, you know, against Deontay Wilder, bare-knuckle fights, you know, everything counts. You know, it's real combat, real boxing, right? You know what I mean? Not like that mainstream bullshit. And, yeah, the first guy that I beat in Ukraine, we went 3 rounds, but I went easy on him, man. I went easy on the motherfucker. Yeah, in the third round, I hit him with a, you know, decent hook, made him quit, but I went easy on him. The last guy that I beat was the Ukrainian MMA champion. The first guy that I beat in Ukraine, he wasn't no slouch. He was, you know, 6'2", 182. And he was a bare knuckle fighter, but the second guy that I beat in Ukraine, he was a Ukrainian MMA champion. His boy showed me pictures of him, the guy that I punched, and TKO. Yeah, he showed me pictures of him holding fucking titles like belts and shit in the ring, and his opponent down and shit like that. And I'm thinking, like, man, bring this motherfucker on. He did. He called him. We went. Like I said, we. He was in the same building where me and my wife live in Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so he came down, like, well, I was right outside waiting. He came down. I shook his hand, you know. Said, "You ready?" He's like, "Yeah." And then he started backing down. He got scared, and it was too late. This is it. We're face to face. Look, you know, you're not going to waste my time. You're going to agree to a bare-knuckle fight with me. And you're going to be like, oh, I'm not sure. My knee started complaining that his knee's not 100%. Come on, man. I got broken fingers, man. Kidding me? Look at my hands. If you watch my videos, my new recent videos, if you pay attention, look at my knuckles, how busted my knuckles are, man. But, man, I lost pieces of my skin on my fucking knuckles, and I'm still fighting. I'm still beating motherfuckers down. I mean, that's a real champion. You don't give excuses saying my knee hurts and shit like that. Yeah, well, his face hurts a lot more than his knee now, you know, because I punched him right in the face. That's it. 84-0. Charlie's out of. Now, my message to all you delusional haters, listen. Do I really have to remind everybody, and you haters, when I beat Andrew Hartley by knockout, I knocked Andrew Hartley out, right? His arm was hanging out in a chair. I nearly killed the guy. Literally, he nearly died over there in that gym, all right? You people were there. None of you. All right? None of you trolls that were there. Trolls. Frank Stahel, Amar Doom, yes, you trolls. None of you got Andrew Hartley's back. None of you said, oh, you know what? Zelenov, why don't you do that to me? None of you. Because you're fucking pussies. You hear me? You're fucking pussies. You're on the internet in the comfort of your homes. I'm surprised that people aren't homeless, but in the comfort of your homes, you know, you lock your doors, you have anonymous names, anonymous addresses, you know, whatever pictures you put up on the internet, I doubt that's really you. You know, you, like I said, and in real life, you people showed up there as a group. You know, as soon as you seen me hit the bag, you were so scared, you terrified. You know, you're just like, oh fuck. Yeah, I mean, you saw the power. You know, it's different when it's different when you're watching it on video. And on video, it's obvious how fucking strong I am. But when you're there in person and you see me hit, it's a whole different ballgame, man. Those punches can kill somebody, man. And you motherfuckers seen me hit, and you're like, fuck that, I'm going to stay quiet. I'm going to pretend like I didn't say shit on the internet, you know? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. These haters, these are sick people, man. These haters, they need a therapist, they need a psychiatrist, they need medication, you know, on a daily basis. They're not normal. They're these clowns messaged my wife. You know, when I was in Ukraine, my wife would show me her inbox, you know. I would read this shit. I'd be like, baby, ignore this. Ignore these people. You know, my wife knows that these people are sick in the head. And she always tells me, that, you know, baby, there's jealousy. I mean, we all know it. The truth. Everybody knows it. This is it. Look, I posted a new video of me, you know, punching Deontay Wilder. At 0:10, you could clearly see that I connected on him. That you can't say that I didn't hit him. Come on. I clearly, yeah, I connected on Wilder. Yeah, I mean, the haters that say that he dodged my punch, they're delusional, sick in the head. I mean, come on, I clearly punched the motherfucker in the face, in the jaw. 0:10, the perfect shot. It was bomb. It was just like, watch it, man. You clearly see that shit. 84-0. Charlie's going off best. Yeah, who would have given me the chance to get in the ring with Deontay Wilder? I told him I'm going to beat Wilder, and these motherfuckers are like, you're not going to get that fight. I'm like, I'm not going to get what? You can't sell the goat short, man. 84-0, son of bitches, man. What happens when I'm 100-0, man? Fuck, I don't even know what to say to these crazy people, man. Like, I beat everybody. I beat everybody, honestly. Okay? Like, Mayweather and Klitschko ducked me. Okay, but I beat Derek John, Jules Wall, Deoscar Wilder, Gonzalez, Jacob, MMA Jacob, the EFC fighter. I ran Chuck Liddell off the street. I knocked some guy out cold by the liquor store, the ambulance, picked him up. I knocked everybody out, man. You understand? I even beat some guy from the K-1. I posted so many fight videos of me winning with gloves. I won so many bare-knuckle fights. I got married to a beautiful, I mean, gorgeous girl, goddess, you know, just bombshell, dime piece, dime. You know, my wife, almost a year together, and these people are still talking shit. Come on. Do I have to remind you fucking clowns what happened when I knocked out Andrew Hartley? Man, I should have knocked all you fucking trolls out that showed up. I should have fucking just knocked every single fucking one of you out. Frank Stahel, that Lamar Doom guy, Frank Stahel. Who else? He brought everybody who was there. You know, there was... Yeah, I should have just knocked you motherfuckers out, man. You fucking pussies, man. Hater pussies, man. Bunch of clowns, man. Seriously, these people talk so much shit on the internet, but then when they show up to a fight, they see Charlie Z fucking connect knocked the motherfucker out. They're like, "Oh, I'm cool, man. I'm, you know, I rather, you know, I take it back, man. You know what I'm saying? You take it back now. Huh? What you said about me? Now you take it back. Now you fucking bitch ass motherfuckers, man. You fucking bitch made clowns, man. Listen, I did jail time. You hear me? Jail time for assault, man. I knocked out two fucking heavyweights in one day. Two heavyweights in one day, man. You understand? One of them out cold. The first one brutally TKO'd. The second one out cold. I had my belt with me, and I told him I'm a champion. And I literally threw my belt right next to him and knocked him out cold. And you motherfuckers have the nerve to say, "Oh, is this? You're a real champion? Is that UBF title real?" I'm saying what they used to ask me. I defended it against Deontay Wilder, and I beat him. One belt got stolen, but the other belt still remains, and Charlie Zelenoff remains a champion. I beat Wilder, TKO, and then DQ. So listen to this. So I scored two knockouts in one day. All right? Did jail time. Survived jail. People in jail were afraid of me. Man, I taught Southsiders how to box over there, man. Southsiders, they control jail, motherfucker. You haters wouldn't make it out alive where I was locked up in L.A. County, man. You motherfuckers would not make it out alive, man. Hey, I didn't. I mean, I'm not saying jail is a good place to go. It's a terrible place. It's hell, you know. I'm like, look at me now. Married to a goddess, 84-0, undefeated, undisputed champion. Been through it all, man. You know what I'm saying? Been through it all. What the fuck have you people been through, man? You fucking online characters, man. You fucking sick motherfuckers, man. Just want to say that my fans, to all my fans out there, man, real life, at the Grove, to all my fans, you know, even on the internet, that like my videos, you know, I know that it's a minority, but hey, real shit, man. Charlie's the best, man. There's nothing to explain to these sick haters. They're delusional. You understand? Last weekend, I punched a guy one time. The guy was a trained fighter. Every time I beat somebody's ass, they're like, "Oh, but who is he? What's his name? You know, what's his resume? What's his fighting record? What's his box rate? Who has he fought? Who has he beat? Blah, 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 you know? Damn, you people are retarded, man. I beat a Ukrainian MMA champion with one punch, man. And you fucking tars are asking me, like that black guy with the durag that I beat. Come on, that guy was big and strong. Okay, so, look, I don't know. He said he was a bare-knuckle fighter. It doesn't matter. The motherfucker was 218 pounds. A guy that big can land a lucky punch and knock you the fuck out. I beat him with one punch. I'm 160, he's 218. Okay, yeah, I got a lot of boxing experience, you know what I'm saying? 80-plus fights, never lost. A lot of boxing experience. But he has the weight advantage, right? So we put on gloves and I one-shot on video. Yeah, so you people, look at my hat, man. Boxer, I crossed out, man. You motherfuckers are done, man. You can't say shit. You people cannot say shit. You people are done. Fucking retards, man. Yeah, and 16 wins away from 100. That's what I'm thinking about. That's my latest thought right now. When I'm 100, no, what the? What will, you know, TMZ, what will, you know, the money team, Floyd Mayweather, what are they all going to say? You know? 100-0, man. The money team, 100-0? Hey, 100-0. Hey, 84-0. 84-0, that's money, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Floyd Mayweather Jr., man, that guy's a fucking clown, man. He doesn't want to fight. What's the point of talking about him? He doesn't want to fight. I mean, listen, man, Deontay Wilder got in the ring with me. Deontay Wilder got bombed on. Deontay, 6'7", 230, Floyd knows that he would get knocked the fuck out by Deontay. So why? He's not, I mean, Come on, is he crazy? I mean, okay, I beat Wilder. How the fuck is Floyd would get killed by Wilder? How Floyd he'd get knocked out by me in a split second, a millisecond. As soon as it would be a 1 second fight. As soon as the bell would ring, I'd rush Mayweather. And if he would run and try to like do that rope a dope shit on the ropes, cover up, I'd start throwing at him like I did on. Against his daddy, and I'd drop him. That would be it for him. Intermission. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I just want to expose Mayweather Jr.'s defense that he ain't got shit. He's never faced the kind of offense that I bring to the table. Therefore, he can't rate his defense because he's never faced the kind of offense that I bring to the table. The offense that he goes up against is not on the level of mine. The power, the speed, the jab that I possess, the experience, you know, my ability to beat heavyweights, I'm going up against heavyweights all the time. Heavyweights, cruiserweights, bigger guys that are bigger than me, I'm beating them. How, beating Mayweather, man, I'd have to punch down, man. He's short, small, I'd kill that guy, man. Gennady Golovkin, man, I'd fucking murder him, man. I've seen him fight, too. That guy's a fucking bum, man, overrated, man. Well, Gennady Golovkin go up against Jules Wall. Jules Wall's 260 pounds, man. Jules Wall would knock him the fuck out. Hey, but see, Jules Wall's a TV fighter. Also, but how come none of these haters talk about Jules Waller and they talk about Gennady? Because I beat Jules Waller, see? Once I beat them, this is it. Let's forget them. Let's not give those fighters credit because Charlie Zeller don't beat them. Yeah, these haters are sick people, man. They're mentally ill, all of them. This whole mainstream boxing, box wreck, all these fucking tars, just... They're a sick society, man. That's what they are. And every time I score a victory, that sick society, they lose. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm gonna continue after I get to 100 now. I mean, I don't know. Right after, yeah, I may retire for like a year and come back. May take like a year off, but. I'm going to get to 100 another this year. I'm 27. I just turned 27 a week ago. I celebrated my birthday with my wife at the restaurant. Okay, and I'm going to be 100 now when I'm 27. You understand that? So I don't. Do you hear what I'm trying to say? I don't want to retire at age 27. Yeah, I want to continue fighting. I want to fight till I'm 40. At least, if not longer. But at least till I'm 40, 45. You know what I'm saying? Get maybe 180 wins or 190 wins or even 200 wins. You know what I'm saying? Like, the speed and power that I possess, man. Come on, man. I know I can do it. I got to 84-0. If I got to 84-0, the sky's the limit, man. All these fucking sick people would ever do is try to put limits to me. And, hey, look at me now, man. Look at you know, what I did in boxing. That's look at my head, UBF. You know, but boxing, cross style, boxing. Look how many people I beat from boxing. Like that British guy, he trains at Wildcard. He's boxing. Motherfucker wearing a Mike Tyson shirt, man. I'm punching him in the face, kicking his ass. I mean, didn't that guy beat me, man? That guy got crushed. You know what I'm saying? That clown got fucking crushed. And he said he was 58-3. I don't remember his name, but he said he was 58-3, man. Well, 58-4. He lost to me, man. Man, I jabbed him before that. That was what you saw in the video. That's not the full fight, man. That's the very end. in the beginning, no, they didn't record it because the camera guy, the guy who recorded, he came in later. Here's what happened against the British boxer guy. I beat his ass. Like, I punched him. I gave him like a 1-2-3, like a combo. I hit him with a combo, and this motherfucker just like stops. So, like, I thought, like, this is it. I TKO'd him. You know what I mean? I just hit him in the face 2-3 times, and he just like took a break. You know what I mean? And I'm like, all right. And he puts on the gloves. He's like, all right, let's go at it again. And that's when what you saw in the video when I'm jabbing him southpaw stance. That you know, where I jab sounded like fucking switchblade, you know, fucking laser, fucking switchblade sound, man. Switchblade cutting you, man. Oh, so you know what I'm talking about, man. Come on, man. I'm fucking Muhammad Ali, man. Him. He never had a jab like that. I never seen Muhammad Ali switch southpaw and beat somebody like that. Fuck no, man. Charlie Z, man. Number one, man. I'm the best. Motherfuckers are crazy. Greatest of all time, man. All time great? Understatement, man. All time greatest. Get it right. 84-0, man. Win 82 fights in the United States. Go to Ukraine. Win 2 fights there. 84-0, motherfucker. I'll go anywhere, any country. You name it, man. UK, I'll knock out Tyson Fury. Guaranteed. Vladimir Klitschko, Tyson Fury. Clowns listening to this. Both of you against me. Same night. Put both of you to sleep, man. Knock both of you clowns out, man. You motherfuckers will fucking hit the canvas, man. Your fucking blood will spray on the fucking people that will be watching, man. You know what I'm saying? I hit you motherfucker so hard, man, your blood's going to spray you on your face. Pull like this. If I hit Vladimir Klitschko or Floyd Mayweather Jr. or Tyson Fury or Deontay Wilder, their blood would spray like spray paint, man. Dumb motherfuckers, man. Motherfuckers can't take my power, man, my speed. Some fucking retard writing like, oh, like, When I smashed Gonzalez, like, that was one of my best wins of all time. He's like, yo, well, let's see a video of you knocking somebody down. Let's see. How about Mayweather Sr., man? Mayweather Sr. I knocked him down. Andrew Harley, man, knocked him out. All my bare knuckle fights, almost all, are knockouts, like cold. Dude, I fucking knocked some guy out of the ambulance, picked him up, man. The ambulance had to lift him up and put him in the gurney. Yeah, that's a KO. That's not I can't call that a TKO, can you? The guy was sleeping, man. They had to put him in the fucking gurney, man. You understand that? A lot of the time, I hold back the power. I don't use my full strength because I know I can fucking kill somebody if I use my full strength. Yeah, against Wilder, when I hit Wilder, that was a hard punch. That was a good punch when I hit him, but I slipped. You know, I was off balance a little bit. You know, I was a little off balance. I could have planted, no, the punch was, it was a perfect punch that I hit Wilder with, but I could have planted my feet better. If I did that, I would have knocked him out cold. And either way, he hit the ropes and nearly got knocked the fuck out cold. And outside the ring, that was just, you know, that was a fluke. You know, and still he lost by DQ. You can't throw at an opponent when they're on the knee. So, regardless, Wilder lost. He was mad because he got rocked in the ring, and then, you know, he wanted some sort of revenge. And, you know, he's a retard, man. So, Charlie Zonoff, number one pound for pound, man. I didn't know that was you, man. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't pick up random calls because I think a lot of these sick haters want to call in and talk shit. And, you know. Fucking delusional haters, man. Hey, you people are done, man. I did everything that you people said I'd never do. Right? I beat a lot of your mainstream clowns. Right? I got married with a beautiful girl. You people said I'd never get married, and I got married. And you people have yet to be married, and you're not. You people are fucking single, sitting at home, still talking shit, still the see with you people, nothing, no progress in your life. You did fucking 7, 8 years ago to now, like 7, 8 years ago, that you clowns that hated on me right now, okay, well, like, what's the difference? Well, I'm 84 and 0 now. I'm so established that now the fucking world knows who I am, that I'm the GOAT, I'm the best boxer. But what progress have you people made? Nothing. Zero. I'm sure more than half of you went to the mental hospital, and the ones that are still, either the ones that got released from the mental hospital or are back on the computer, what are you doing? What are you doing is different. Talking shit. Talking the same shit. You people are just trolls. I don't take you people serious. That's it. The audio that I posted, me punching the Ukrainian MMA champion, 032, I hit him. Oh, the win number 85 will be recorded, I guarantee you. Bare knuckle or ring. Ring or bare knuckle, doesn't matter. It's going to be recorded. I'll make sure the 85 will be recorded. Yeah, I mean, 84 and 0. I mean, most of my fights are on YouTube. I mean, come on. You can't doubt a man that's won, that's beaten that many opponents. It's already solidified. It's, you know, cemented. I beat a U.S. Marine on video, man. You kidding me? Like, underground boxing, it's above mainstream boxing. It's not just boxers going up against boxers. It's me going up against everybody. I beat boxers. I beat kickboxers. I beat U.S. Marine. Beat U.S. Navy. I beat, fuck. Okay, once again, I beat professional heavyweight boxers. Deontay Wilder, Joseph Wall, Derek the Giant Gonzalez. I beat professional heavyweight boxers. I beat professional heavyweight kickboxers. K1, Mansfield, Dijon, Smash Time. Right? I beat people from the military, Marines, Navy. Right? I beat bare knuckle, street fighters. I knocked out a Nazi called the Aryan Brother, Nazi knuckle. I knocked out a murderer, teardrop, murderer. You haters hear me? Yeah, now that's a real fucking resume. None of that Tyson Ali bullshit. Now that's a real resume, what I'm telling you right now, man. Charlie Zelenoff, motherfucker, different level, bit. New breed. Once in a lifetime breed. The GOAT. Alright? Yeah, so shove your fucking quote unquote sanctioned pro bouts up your ass, because those are not sanctioned fights. Those are bullshit fights. All that Roy Jones, Tyson Mayweather shit, not in comparison to the people that I beat. So there you have it. I beat boxers, MMA fighters, kickboxers, beat people from the military. I even beat a murderer. I beat everybody. You see the difference between the UBF and BoxRec? In the UBF, yes, it's all boxing rules, but different people from different combat are allowed to enter into the underground boxing, and they're allowed to fight me. Therefore, I fight everybody and anybody. In Ukraine, the motherfucker told me, this guy's MMA champion. I'm like, MMA champion? I'm the best boxing champion of all time. Let's do this. I smashed that MMA champion with one punch. I showed him who the ultimate champion is. Charlie Zelenoff, baby, the greatest of all time. Number one pound for pound cemented, going down in history. And you haters, hey, let me tell you, you haters are going to end up in a mental clinic, locked up in a mental clinic, you haters. I'm going to be with my wife, Daria, holding her in my arms, watching my fights, my victories, my glory. You know, that's why I said Charlie Zolnoff, remember the name, because you'll never forget. It will forever be cemented as the GOAT. Know what I'm saying? But, yeah, this mainstream boxing stuff, this shit is just a joke. I mean, like I said, these people are so fucking, they're talented, you know, why do they fight once, twice a year? And then these delusional haters, they defend this crap. They're like, oh, but they make so much money, they don't have to fight often. Okay, but what does money have to do with it? Like, okay, I won 23 fights in 2014. I won 13 fights this year. Like, that's a lot of fighting. That's 33 fights in like a year and a half. I'm doing it all for pride, because I'm the GOAT. Because I love what I do, and I'm the best at what I do. Boxing. You see, it's not about money. If these mainstream guys were real, they would have been fighting at least 10, 15, 20 times a year, you know, like I am. But they're not, because they're not real fighters. It's a show. Why does it take them 6, 7 months to quote-unquote prepare this pay-per-view? Why? Why 6, 7 months or 5 months? Why? Because it's choreographed. They need to choreograph it. They need to spar 100 times. They need to choreograph it. They need to work on which guy's going to fall, what round he's going to fall in. You get it? Come on. It ain't rocket science, man. Because Charlie's on off rules the sweet science, man. You son of a bitches. The real sweet science in the underground, man. Not fucking HBO. That stuff is all bullshit, man. I hit Deontay Wilder, man. Yeah, he tasted real power, man. Before me, he was knocking out some fat, shitty heavyweights, and he got in the ring with me, and he didn't know what the fuck hit him at the Hollywood Gym, man. So, yeah, I mean, he would have had a rematch with me by now, but you know, it's just got to the point where, like, might as well just reminisce about the fight where I smashed him, because he doesn't want to rematch me. He's afraid of me. Yeah, man, I'm the best, man. I got a beautiful wife, man. I'm 84-0, man. I'm established, man. I could take years off if I want. So I could take fucking 3 years off from boxing and come back in 3 years, like when I'm 30, and come back and go for 100-0. But I'm not going. I don't want to do that. I want to get to 100 and then take a year or 2 years off. You know what I'm saying? I want to continue the momentum, because 100-0, it's never going to be done before. I'm going to do it. Well, I mean, it's going to be done by me, but it's never going to be done again by another fighter. So I'm going to do it, and when I do it, it's just going to be legendary. So therefore, all you people, man, fans, neutral observers, man, even you delusional haters, man, all you motherfuckers, man, you're all witnessing once-in-a-lifetime boxing history, man. The GOAT, Charlie Zolnoff. You're witnessing something that you'll never witness again. Not in 1,000 years, not in 1,000,000 years. I'm telling you, once in a lifetime. This is it. What you're witnessing right now, you ain't never going to witness again. You know, a fighter, a middleweight, what do we, Rex heavyweights? I mean, it's, you know, I've never seen that on HBO or on Joke Time. On ESPN, those paid professional actors, those clowns, they're not in my league, man. They can talk all the shit they want, but I got the videos to prove that I'm the best boxer. And that last guy that I beat in Ukraine, I'm telling you, I punched him in the cheekbone, first shot I connected, man, made him quit, man. That's what you call a real fucking champion.